Yeah, it was good to get out. Obviously, not playing last week. Been a while since we've been out there on the field. And, you know, sure, you'd like to score four touchdowns in four possessions. I thought, you know, we did some no huddle, which is something we've been working on in this offense, you know, throughout training camp. I thought we executed that, you know, pretty well as far as communication. A lot of guys doing it for the first time and with some, you know, certainly a different offense. So that was a good thing. There were no, you know, real communication errors. Obviously, the execution can always be better. We had some self-inflicted wounds that kind of kept us from, you know, getting into a rhythm and continuing some drives. So we'll see some good things from the film and see some things that we can certainly improve on, all of us.
You chalk up penalties and drop passes maybe the second preseason game?
You know, it's hard to say. I mean, those things are a part of football when they happen. Obviously, you want to be able to overcome them when you're only going to play four possessions. It's hard to overcome them. You know, you know sometimes if you have a drop or have a missed throw or a penalty, you know, you overcome those either on that drive or on the next drive. And so didn't really get a chance to overcome any of those, but certainly those are things that you want to eliminate. And I don't see those things being a constant for us this year. I think we'll, you know, do a good job in that category. Yeah, you know, obviously, that's, you know, not just a coincidence, you know, trying to get him the ball and get him going. I think the more, you know, he can touch the ball, and obviously with him missing, you know, mini camps and stuff, that's important. So good to get him some catches, and, you know, like all of us, we're all trying to improve and get ready for that regular season opener.
Hey, talk about the offensive
line. I thought they did a good job. Like I said, we did some no huddle things and you know, communication on the road for a lot of first time starters. I thought those guys were poised out there, and you know, thought the protection was good you know, the whole time that I was in there. And we've always said that if you can do some no huddle, you have a chance to tire out the defense and hopefully slow down their pass rush. And you know, I can't speak to that. You know, can't speak for the defense, but I felt like our guys handled all the communication and played at a pretty good tempo. And, you know, I thought there were some good things in there. Well, we got the win. I was really proud of Trevor making that last drive and throw, and Corbin coming down with that ball. It was always good to see that. And those guys have all those young guys have worked real hard all training camp. And you know, we broke training camp on Thursday, and you know, to make it through a training camp in the NFL is not easy. So everybody on this roster right now, you know, has really done a good job. And so, you know, I think the longer you play, the more you certainly appreciate young guys and, you know, trying to earn a spot on the team. And you know, a lot of guys fighting for jobs out there tonight, and so that's good to see. And really good to see those guys make a couple of plays there to help us win the game.
Were you able to do some of the audible stuff that you like to do, going from no huddle to shotgun, under center, no huddle,
we weren't audible, you know, much. We were getting up there and going with it. We had a game plan, and we were we tried to play at a fast tempo and get up there and go. And so there were some good things. And you know, obviously, when you are going no huddle, you certainly want to stay on the field. You know, I think our first drive is not what you want to do, where you go, you know, no huddle and you go three and out. So you obviously want to stay on the field if you are doing that. So, you know, whether you're huddling or whether you're not huddling, you still got to be able to execute. So we certainly can execute better. There were some good things, but I think it's just nice that that's, you know, possibly an option for us to have in our arsenal this season.
Peyton, just as a spectator, your thoughts of Savage there watching on the sidelines?
You know, I was kind of watching our defense a little more there toward the end, to tell you the truth. You know, it's something that you kind of get to do a little bit more in the preseason, is watch some of these young guys play. So I'm probably the wrong guy to ask, you know, on that one.
A few more for Peyton.
In that regard, 12 sacks in two games for the defense.
Yeah.
The first string defense is pretty sharp. What do you think?
They have, yeah. It's been a tough bunch to go against in practice, you know, every day. It's competitive practices when you're going against those guys. You know, obviously great work for our guys up front, with our up-front guys, and, you know, for the quarterbacks and receivers throwing against our secondary is always a good challenge. And so they've looked good in practice, and usually when you look good in practice, you usually look good on the field and they play well. So expecting them to play well, you know, all year, and obviously it's nice when you have a lot of confidence on that side of the ball to, you know, get you the ball back, get you some field position, get you some turnovers, and I know that's what they're expecting to do all year.
Peyton, some of the preseason, you know, you have to hold back.
that you can't show, you know, like some of what you did today, you know, you didn't go to some of your go-to plays that you might have available to you in the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many plays we had. I mean, I guess I've just played four possessions in two games, so I don't know. You know, it's not that many plays, and so you know, hey, when you're out there, you're trying to score, you're trying to convert third downs, you're trying to convert, you know, third and short, and certainly trying to protect the ball and you know just execute. So you know, I don't whether you're you know. I think it doesn't really matter what plays you're running. You still got to execute them. So that's what we're trying to do. And, you know, obviously we probably get a chance to play a little more next week against San Fran. We're going to practice against them for a couple of days. And, you know, hopefully we can, you know, score some points and improve our execution.
Okay. Thanks, Peyton.
Okay. Thank you.